Hey, everybody, thanks for listening to Camp Kaiju. We couldn't do it without you and bring on guests like the Frankenstein Minute podcast. Give it up for Bill and Tom. Their input was invaluable with our discussion regarding Toho's Frankenstein Conquers the World. This is us seeing just how we could fit Toho's Frankie into the Universal series, how that timeline shakes out. I don't know. I think we can make it work. And then after that, stick around and hear the trailer for our new limited three-part series, Frozen with Fear, a Patreon exclusive series that we're very proud to bring you. So do check out patreon.com/campkaiju. Check out which tier is right for you. And we hope to bring more content like this to you all. So thank you so much. Enjoy the clip. Enjoy Frozen with Fear. Catch you next week when we kick off Mothra March Madness with 1961's Mothra. Until next time, stay campy.
Yeah, but see, I think the goal is to try to figure out how to work it into the other Frankenstein series. I think I can just about squeak this film into the Universal Frankenstein series, but I don't think I can work around the Hammer series. That one would be tougher.
Yeah, that would be tough.
How would you work this one into the Universal series?
I'll say this. Frankenstein in this movie is in Germany during World War II. And in the Universal series, he's also in Germany. So I don't think you'd have to twist it around too much. This film came out, I'm sorry, this the scene with the heart, the opening to this film is at the end of World War II. Well, actually, almost the end, which we also see. But at that point, I believe that's between, correct me if I'm wrong, Tom, House of Frankenstein and House of Dracula in the Universal series.
Yep.
There's nothing in the Universal series. Frankenstein's killed at the end of every movie, just about. Mm-hmm. Or maybe, yeah, just about.
Yeah, he is. He is.
So at the end of House of Frankenstein, clearly somebody takes his heart out and and puts it on a U-boat.
Ships it off.
So whatever happens after that, I mean, this film talks about it. It's not complicated. Maybe the rest of his body just stands up and walks. It should be fine.
The only argument I would have with that is that World War II and Nazis are never once referred to in the Universal film series. They don't specifically take place in Germany. It's sort of this mythological sort of European, pastiche. So I think to tie it to World War II, I mean, you could make the argument, sure, but I just don't know that. I mean, if you're doing a hypothetical just for fun, sure.
Well, it's like when Superman met Spider-Man. They don't both live in New York, but they do.
Okay.
One of my favorite things about Frankenstein Conquers the World is that it sort of just seems like fan fiction. Like, it's very good.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's like good.
That's the kind of story that a fan fiction writer would write. You know?
That's great.
Yeah.
I actually had this thought that if it had never been made and if it had never made it to the production stage and you tried to tell somebody about a lost kaiju film and you're like, it's Frankenstein, but he's big like a kaiju and he fights Baragon, you'd be like, you're insane.
Get out of here.
And now Camp Kaiju is proud to present a special three-part series, Frozen with Fear. Brought to you by Max Hannum and Corey Stewart, now at the U.S. Coast Guard Cutter Polar Star, currently located at the McMurdo Station, Antarctica. And well, just for all you tuning in, thanks for listening. We think this is going to go very well. All right, fellas, thanks and good luck.
This is Camp Kaiju. Special Antarctica edition. This is Max Hannum.
I'm Corey Stewart. I know Max from where we are, Antarctica.
Yep. We thought it'd be fun to talk about a couple Antarctic monster movies because we are currently in Antarctica.
And we both like monster movies.
Yeah. So the regular format might not be exactly the same because we haven't done this before, but hopefully you're going to enjoy us kind of ramble about some movies. And what are the movies we're going to be talking about?
So, sticking to where we are, the first one that everyone comes to mind is The Thing. and we will get to that.
Yep.
Don't you worry.
The second movie we're going to talk about is The Thing.
For those of you who are confused at home, they named the prequel The Thing, The Thing. Excellent choice.
So, we are talking about John Carpenter's The Thing and The Thing from 2011.
But before any of those, let's talk about the most famous Antarctica movie.
Yes.
Aliens vs. Predator.
Yeah.
EVP, baby.
So let's just jump right into it. Starts the same way. Actually, both the things start.
NFX World Broadcast premieres.
They're not hunting us. We're in the middle of a war.
It takes two. To mangle. Alien vs. Predator, next, followed by the season premiere of The Shield, only on FX.